Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Hey, Richard.
Ready to go.
Over the past couple of weeks,
right.
I guess I should say, we have done a couple of podcasts talking about different ways to manage depression.
Right.
And so today we have yet another one. So the first one that we did was a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about that diet that was demonstrated to improve depression symptoms.
Improve depression. And it's not just... How'd you introduce this? You said...
I said, good morning. Welcome back.
But then you said, a new way of looking at depression?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a different way.
It's a whole new concept
of
depression that we've been working on now for a little while.
Yeah.
And I like the direction it's going, and I'm really excited about the talks that we're going to do this week on that topic.
Yeah, because we have this one today, and then the one that we're going to release tomorrow is going to be along the same lines, but it's slightly different. But yes, the first time we talked about it, we talked about the diet.
Right.
And then the week after that, we talked about the benefits of exercise, that research study that looked at the benefits of exercising or getting out and doing something, not just exercise or not necessarily exercise, but just getting out and doing something to improve symptoms of depression.
That's right.
Today, we're going to talk about a couple of articles that are out about that look at the effects of just changing what you're thinking about. How do you like that?
Change your thinking. So you change your mood.
Change thinking to change mood.
Right. Concept that's been around for a while, cognitive behavioral therapy is, change your thinking, change your behavior.
Right.
This is change your thinking, change your mood.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I think it has some exciting possibilities for people who are struggling with mood disorders.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first one comes from the Daily Mail, and that's over in the UK.
Right, from the United Kingdom. A lot of this stuff is coming out of the UK.
You're right.
They're on to something in the United Kingdom with this whole business about depression, because many of these articles, the diet comes from Australia. This is coming from England.
Right.
Right. And so they're pursuing this fairly aggressively.
Different countries and different places. So it's great. So this one is called Stop Brooding If You Want to Beat Depression. Right. Experts find sufferers mental health improve if they avoid dwelling on negative thoughts.
Right.
And I know that I tell my patients those kinds of things all the time. We often tell them you got to stop having those negative thoughts. And as you said, this isn't new.
Right. But And we understand that it's more difficult. It's easier to say than to do.
Okay, right.
Easier said than done. We understand that, and that's why we're going to spend a couple of days talking about this between now and Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we understand that it's a difficult task.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're kind of tying this together is another article that we found in Psychology Today called "Thinking Away Unwanted Thoughts."
Right. And this is one of those articles that says right out front that we know that we're asking you to do something that's going to be very difficult. But what we're saying is, and the reason I like the UK article, is that this does work.
Right.
I mean, the point is, yes, we know it's difficult, but if you hang in there and you do it, you're going to feel better.
Absolutely.
Your symptoms are going to go down if you do these things.
So absolutely.
We know it's difficult, but we think it's worth the effort.
Yeah.
So, let's discuss it.
Yeah. So, much like we discussed with the exercise article from a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
We know that, or research is starting to find and demonstrate what we have suspected for a long time.
Right.
And that is, if we change some of our behaviors during times when we're depressed, we change our depressive mood.
Right.
We have an improvement in the overall way we feel. When we're active, we by its very nature, being active and involved with things negates some of the typical symptoms associated with depression.
Right.
So thinking differently does the same thing.
There
are certain symptoms that we use to diagnose depression, And some of those symptoms deal with the way that you think. So if you change the way you think, you're going to change, you know, almost automatically some of your mood symptoms.
That's right. When we're in a depressive state, and you know, there's, when we talk about depression, all of us feel down once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We all, we may not be clinically depressed, but we certainly have the same, we certainly have the symptoms,
right,
of clinical depression. So we all feel this way on occasion. And the tendency is to stay there, to, mm-hmm. to stay in the, for some reason, those negative thoughts become very compelling,
mm-hmm.
and we want to stay there. And what you have to force yourself to do is to move away from, you have to move from them.
Right.
Okay. That's what this is about, is you have to stop thinking about them, or you have to move away from them, because that's one of the ways to relieve,
right,
those symptoms of depression.
Right.
Now, just hang in there with us, though, because we're in this one, we're talking about avoiding dwelling on the negative thoughts. And we have that other article that you just mentioned,
okay, right,
which is going to tell you how to do that,
right,
one way to do that. So stay with us, and we'll get you there.
Yeah.
Because we know we're asking for a lot,
mm-hmm.
but hang in there, because we're going to get to that part.
Right.
So
this first, the first piece of this that we have to discuss is the fact that when we're depressed, we tend to ruminate over,
that's right,
negativity. We, mm-hmm. we think over and over again about negative things, things that, mm-hmm. that really fuel and maintain our depressive mood.
That's right. And one negative thought leads to the other.
Right.
That's the problem, because you begin with one negative thought, and then you get a second one, and you get a third one. And before you're done, the whole world seems bleak and black and dark, and that there's no way to get out of this hole.
Right.
So that's what you have to be careful of, is,
right,
that you start down that slope,
mm-hmm.
and negative thoughts breed negative thoughts.
Right.
And you have to stop that somehow.
Exactly. So we have to be very cautious of that. And again, this first article really emphasizes the need to identify those tendencies to dwell on those behaviors, to dwell on those thoughts and,
right,
and ideas. And, you know, many times they involve, you know, self-judgments, self-evaluations.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out with you not being able to do something that you wanted to do, and then all of a sudden you're the worst person alive,
that's
and
right,
you'll never be able to be happy, right, again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it all started with, I didn't get to make it to the grocery store,
right,
today.
Right. And there's something so appealing about negative thoughts,
right,
for some people. And if you have that tendency, you need to be aware of it. You need to be very cautious. Okay.
Right. So the other article kind of gives us some ideas, maybe a little bit of a roadmap,
right,
for starting to deal with some of these issues. And this is the other article is the one from Psychology Today.
Mm-hmm.
In this, we're talking about some ways to manage those unwanted thoughts.
That's right. In this article, this is about the words that we use and the way we talk to ourselves,
right,
okay, which is common with cognitive behavioral therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins with, oh, don't worry about it. Well,
right,
again, easier said than done.
Right.
But when you tell yourself that, when you say to yourself, don't worry about it, or don't, people who diet run into this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat carbohydrates. I'm going to reduce my carbohydrate,
right,
load. All of a sudden, everything is carbohydrates.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop smoking is one.
And yeah.
All of a sudden, you become, once you introduce that topic into your head, you become acutely aware of it. It's like everybody is smoking.
Right.
Or everybody, you know, there's carbohydrates in everything. And so you have to be careful that once you say don't worry or stop doing that, you are introducing this into your head, into,
mm-hmm,
your brain, into your mind, and you're going to start dwelling on,
right,
it. So be careful.
Right. It's sort of like one of the things I do with my patients is I say, okay, let's do an exercise to demonstrate this.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't think about elephants.
Right.
And it's like all of a sudden you're thinking about elephants and you need,
right,
to think about what they look like, where you saw the last one.
Right. And Tim David says it's like a highlighter pen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as you say don't do it, suddenly you see all those yellow streaks across,
yeah,
because there's elephant, 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 elephant.
Right.
Right. So that's what it does, because you're, what he says in this article is you're triggering the unconscious.
Right.
Okay. So it's in your unconscious anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Freud and everybody tells us. And what you're doing is you're you're triggering your unconscious, and the unconscious starts to take over. Mm-hmm. And we think this is why negative thoughts are so appealing, because they're there anyway. Now you've released them.
And so now you're bringing them to your conscious.
That's right. You're bringing them up, and all of a sudden you become acutely aware of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so difficult. Now, the interesting thing about this article is they're saying, rather than telling yourself don't, go ahead and indulge the fantasy mentally, okay? Because the studies show that those who say to themselves, I'm going to think about cigarettes, I'm going to think about carbohydrates, I'm going to think about those pasta dishes, really are able to reduce their consumption, where those who fight it are less able to.
Right. Okay. It's called paradoxical
It's
therapy.
A paradoxical effect.
And so what you do in We do this with different kinds of conditions. And truthfully, I never really thought about, you know, prior to this article and everything, I never really thought about it as it relates to depression, because we use it in anxiety often.
Yes.
And it with couples, you know, couples therapy, we use it there often, because we'll say, you know, identify a time during the day that where you are allowed to think about this, where you need to sit down and really think about this anxiety that you have, or really think about this issue that you have, or talk about these really challenging things that you're normally wanting or hoping to avoid.
Right.
You know, identify a time where you really spend some time with it, and that's the only time, though.
That's right. But you can exercise control. Yeah. And if you have trouble with that, in this article, they give a really, I think, a absolutely wonderful example of a horse and rider.
Right.
Okay. So you're the rider. That's your cognitive, that's your conscious mind. The horse is the unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is in charge? The horse. I mean, the horse is bigger. The horse is stronger.
And stubborn.
If the horse doesn't want you on, you're not going to be on. You lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink.
Yes.
Okay. So think of horse and rider. That generally, we think of ourselves as being in charge, but we have this unconscious sitting, you know, that we're sitting on that can take over at any time.
Right.
Okay. So, as you do with a horse, you work with the horse, you don't fight against it. You fight against a horse, you're going to lose.
Right.
Okay. You fight against your unconscious, you're going to lose. So, what we're advised in this article is go ahead and indulge, as you say.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the horse take the lead on this one, and I'll regain control later.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. So use that rider and horse analogy, and I think that'll be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you find yourself in a depressed state, and you're sort of, again, ruminating over these ideas and over these thoughts and issues, instead of battling them, you know, allow yourself to some time to think about them.
Right.
Allow yourself some time to work through them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have the opportunity, or if you can find the opportunity to get involved in something else, maybe with some of the other recommendations we've had, where you're going exercising or going out for a walk or going out to do something, you know, what you'll find is that because you're not battling those thoughts so much, they will tend to drift away a little bit more regularly on their own because you're not engaged in a battle with them.
That's right. Because if you engage in the battle, you're keeping it into your, you're bringing it back up to your conscious mind.
Right.
And that's when it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. And it's always interesting when you hear patients talk about it, because they'll say, you know, I was working really hard not to think about it. But you know, this thing happened and it made me think of it. And it's, well, why would that make you think of that? It sort of begins with that. Well, I was worried that it was going to make me think of it, and then I was thinking of it.
I had a patient tell me the other day, he's got some depressive symptoms, and he said, but he started working more hours a day. He got another job and was working. He said, when I'm at work, I never think about this stuff.
Right.
Bingo. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
So don't fight it so much, because you're going to be bringing it up too high to your conscious mind. But go ahead and start doing those other things.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're avoiding it. It's still in your subconscious.
Right.
Okay. But you're more in control of what you're doing moment to moment.
Right. So the last piece I think we should mention with this is that we're not talking about sitting around for 8 hours just sitting at your on the couch or laying in your bed thinking about it. We're not talking about that.
Right.
What we're talking about is this is a piece of the whole that you've got to be doing, whether it's working with the diet that we talked about a few weeks ago, or it's talking about, you know, the getting out and exercising and getting involved with things. You have to be doing those other things as well.
Right.
There's not going to be, well, we know this even about medication. There's not just one thing that's going to resolve all these issues for you. You have to really work on it holistically.
That's right.
For your entire body, and that includes decisions that you're making, things you're thinking about, but also what you're putting into your body and what you're doing with your body. All of those things play a role.
Yeah, depression is not just in your head.
Right.
It affects your whole body. We've talked many, many times about the gut-brain connection.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
You can't separate the two. So these are always multifaceted problems. We talk about them being biopsychosocial, and that's what we're talking about, that these are multifaceted conditions, and they take a multifaceted approach.
Right.
No single approach is going to be effective. It requires everything. So I like the idea of approaching it this right now. We're talking about a three-pronged approach of what you're eating, how well you're sleeping, how well you're exercising, and now we can add this fourth one, is what are your thoughts.
Yeah.
But you need to do all four.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't have sleep deprivation and expect for the other two or three to work.
Right.
You have to work. They have to work in tandem.
It takes all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right.
Good.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk about this from a slightly different perspective on the show for tomorrow. So, you know, make sure you
come back and
check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Try it out. See if it works.
Yep.
Let us know.
Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.